bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. You are here with your hosts, Casper and Cheryl Stockham, and we're excited to be with you here in the studio today, and we're having fun, right, honey?
Already.
Haven't even started yet.
We're having fun.
I know. I Am Love Builders is a show that is devoted to all things dealing with relationships and communication. Whether you are married or single, you will enjoy the show. Are you enjoying the show, honey?
So far. So far, good.
Yay! Guess what, honey?
What?
I have a friend in the studio. She's our guest today.
Now, she was your friend.
She is my friend, okay?
Yeah, she's not my friend yet.
No. She's my friend.
Okay. So far.
No. Not so far. They're laughing at us here in the studio, but we have an issue with friends here.
I see.
I don't have her number yet, but I'll get her number. Well, see, I already gave her a gift, so.
I think he's one up on you.
See,
I'm just saying.
I have 15 years on you, though.
Okay. Oh,
guess I'm not saying anymore.
We got all show to work on this.
Okay, that's just our running joke. My husband he's putting forth desperate attempts to have friends.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't really have friends.
No, I have friends, but she takes my friends. She takes
Why
them.
Why are you stealing his friends?
I don't take his friends. They just gravitate to me. And then all of a sudden, they're my friends.
Oh, precious.
Yeah.
Clarence will be your friend, right?
Well, I'm paying Clarence to be his friend.
Oops.
See, this could work both ways. See, Clarence gets some extra money, and then Casper gets a friend. See how that works?
Mm-hmm.
I am a great humanitarian.
Yeah.
We are here in the studio today with my good friend, our good friend, Kathleen Sargent.
Mm-hmm.
And I call her Kat because that's how I know her. And when I was walking around the studio saying, Kat, everybody's like, who are you talking about? Who's Kat? It's like, oh, Kathleen. So Kathleen, help me with this right here. I don't know where that is.
Oh, Ashtabula.
Oh, okay, everybody.
Ashtabula.
Kathleen Sargent is a native of Ashtabula, Ohio.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She is the youngest of four, and in 1999, she made one of the biggest moves of her life that was directed by God, and that was for her to leave her job of 10 years, her mom, her dad, and all of her family members and move to Aurora, Colorado. Kathleen is a founder. She is the founder of Prophetic Advancement Ministries. This ministry is responsible for educating the body of Christ in the knowledge of the truth and being a conduit for others to truly be delivered and remain free in God. Kathleen is a member of the praise and worship team of Wisdom Christian Center and holds the office of assistant pastor. Kathleen is a worshiper, and she recently has been blessed to launch her first of many, internet radio programs called the HG Special.
You.
With the aid of World Media Ministries. She is blessed to be the mother of a beautiful daughter named Genesis, who is herself an awesome worship dancer for God. Kathleen does not take lightly being chosen of God and continues to lay the bricks of a legacy that will render a continuous sound that God is.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hey, welcome. Kat, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I'm a little sleepy, but I'm good.
Well, wake up, girl.
It's a good morning. Wake up.
It is. It's a great morning.
God is good.
He is every time and all times.
And just imagine for us to find, after all these years, find ourselves in the same radio
look at
studio.
God. Look at God. Who would have ever thought we were going to bump into each other?
How about that?
It's awesome.
It is.
It is awesome.
Clarence was making fun of us. He said to me one day, he said, do y'all know everybody?
They do. They do. They are the Obamas of Colorado. Indeed. White House status. It is. You're the good version.
Okay. Okay. We know everybody.
Right.
We're like Bubba, honey.
Yeah, the Bubbas of
You have to tell your Bubba joke on the radio one day.
One day.
How about today?
Mm-hmm. He has a good Bubba joke. Bubba knows everybody.
Oh.
Is today today? No?
I don't know. Maybe later.
Okay, maybe later.
He looks like a little kid. I don't know. Maybe later. We'll see.
So, Kathleen, tell us, amen and praise God. I know he's doing something wonderful and awesome.
He is.
Share with us what God is doing in your life.
God is breaking me down.
Amen. For the breakdown.
Yes. It is a beautiful thing. And for all you slangers, he's breaking me off. And it is a beautiful thing to be put in the furnace of affliction.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
The Bible says that his chastening, it's not pleasurable.
No.
You don't even like it while it's happening.
Right.
No.
But it yields a greater reward.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever the Lord sends you to the wilderness, stay there.
Yes.
Stay there and let him keep you. And let him show his glory to you.
Amen.
It is a privilege to mature in God.
Amen.
And that's what's going on in my life. He's maturing me. And it doesn't, we all have something that we need to grow up in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he's doing. And he's showing me more of what the glory looks like in suffering with him.
Mm-hmm.
We all want the goody goodies of God.
Mm-hmm.
But if we tell the truth, we really don't want the ugly parts of God.
Of course not.
And what it takes to get to the goody-goody.
Mm-hmm.
We want the anointing, but we don't want to pay the cost.
That's right.
For the anointing. We want the office of something,
mm-hmm.
but we don't know.
We have to go through the suffering.
There's
the process.
Cost. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For the Lord says, whom he loves, he chastens.
Yes.
So you are well loved, darling.
Hallelujah.
You are well loved.
And I'm glad I'm not an illegitimate child. Child.
You are not.
Yes, I was trying to be politically correct. This is
a wrong show for that.
That was my first venture in trying to be politically correct.
Very good.
Yeah, it was a little uncomfortable though.
But I'm impressed.
Okay.
You did well.
Thank you.
So tell us about the HG special.
The HG special, where the H stands for holy and the G stands for ghost.
Amen.
And it was an actual radio program that the Lord gave me maybe 12 years ago.
Okay.
Amen.
And I was asked to be a guest speaker at one of our young people and women's conference.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asking God, I'm like, I don't want to do like a normal... So I'm not a normal person, so I don't really do a whole lot of normal things.
Right.
So I was like, I want to do something different. I don't want to just stand up there and give out a handout, and there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to do it.
Understood.
So he's like, do a television show. I'm like, really? What does that look like? What are we going to call it? So it got named the HG Special, and I had a panel of guests,
mm-hmm.
and the people that attended the conference, they were the audience. We had questions and I let them know, you know, these are our guests and we're going to be moved by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So they may be scheduled to speak, but they understand they may not get the opportunity to speak
mm-hmm.
because whatever the Holy Ghost wants to do, he's allowed to do.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. And we tend to want the move of God till he starts moving. Mm. Then we stop. So like, oh, God's moving. We better settle down.
That's not on the schedule.
Right. Right. Or, hey, God, I didn't plan for you to move between 9 and 10. Could you wait till about 10, 15?
Yeah, you're not on the program to 10:30.
Right. Right. I need to do the announcements. I got to take up the offering.
Right.
I got to tell you how my weekend went or whatever that looks like. Okay, now I'm done talking. Now you can move, God. And he's been training me how to hear his voice and obey his commands.
Right. Amen.
So that's kind of the life I live. Mm-hmm. And that's what the radio show is about. It's led of the Holy Ghost. The only script I have is the introduction I do.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever guests, I have them fill out a guest card.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any pre-made questions. Amen. Unless the Lord tells me to do it.
Mm. Now, honey, does that format sound familiar to you?
Yeah, it does sound a little familiar.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
We prophetic people flow like
I
that.
I guess that's
Come
how you
on
flow.
Now. Really?
Yeah, I can't. You give me a script, I'm lost. What am I supposed to do with this?
Right.
Now, we don't have scripts. We have bullet points.
Are good.
Right. But if it's flowing, we let it flow.
Right.
You know, we don't hold it back.
Right.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean that you're not prepared.
Mm-mm.
But it also means I don't have to fit it. I don't have to stay on script.
Mm-hmm.
You have that fine print always when you're doing something. Mm-hmm. It's subject to change.
Amen.
By the move of the Holy Spirit.
Especially when it's the Holy Spirit's show. It's his,
yes, ma'am.
His inspiration.
Yes, ma'am.
We are because he is.
Yes. Yes.
And so just come in. My husband says, so what are we going to do? That's, I don't know. I'll tell you in a minute.
Huh. Yeah, because I didn't know what we were going to do today either.
Oh, no, don't. No, I don't either.
Don't
but
feel,
as
don't
a,
feel left out. I never know.
That is so
just,
cute.
It just, you know, it will come.
Yeah.
You know?
And it has been an awesome ride. Yes. It has been an awesome ride.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a great opportunity of how I even became to be on a radio show to have my own, and it's been successful.
Amen.
It's been successful, and God has moved in every segment.
That's awesome.
Amen. You know, we, unlike you, we weren't even thinking about, oh, one day we're going to have a radio show. You know, we were blessed to have the opportunity to be guests on some radio shows of people whom we know.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, oh, that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But we never walked out saying, okay, we're going to start a show. Mm-hmm. We thought about it. You know, we thought, oh, that was kind of fun. We had a couple of people say, you know, if you were going to do a show, what would you do?
And we thought,
yeah, but we didn't take it to prayer. We didn't meditate on it. Nothing like that.
Right. That is awesome.
And here we are.
Here we are on I Am Love Builders radio show
that's
with Casper
right,
Shell Stockham. Yeah, that's right. I got that right. On Christ the King World Radio, that's ctkradio.org. You can go over to our Facebook page and do a search for I Am Love Builders. You can also go to... You can also go to our website, which is lovebuilders.com, and do a love tap stands for a tell positive story. We'll be right back after these messages.
I hear the birds singing, now my alarm's ringing. Get up, get up, hey, it's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Delmar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. for our Sunday praise and worship service. Our teachings are biblically based and our worship fresh and exciting. If you're in the Denver metro area, visit us in person or visit us online at kcconline.org. Join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for the King of Connection Christian Center Sunday Praise and Worship Service. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Builders Radio Show with Casper and Cheryl Stockham. And we're here with our friend, Kathleen Sargent.
Our new friend. My new friend.
Yes. Yay. And so Kathleen is here. And we were just talking about the fact that the Lord has, He just does things. He's wonderful things. Scripture says beyond our ability to ask, think about, or even imagine.
Absolutely.
Exceedingly abundantly. Beyond and above anything.
That's right.
And that's good. May I call you Kat?
Yes, you may. All my friend. Yes, you may, my friend.
All this wonderful stuff is great. But as you mentioned earlier, you know, we are also put into the fire. And that doesn't feel so good.
No.
All the time.
No.
Matter of fact, doesn't feel good.
At all.
Yeah. We don't like it.
Don't like it at all. But I always believe that you have to be tested and you have to be put in those things in order to grow.
Right.
You can't grow you can't grow when a party's going on.
That's right.
You have to grow when it's time to move stuff and, you know, and do things.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a test of your strength. Mm-hmm. And it's a test of your durability.
Mm-hmm.
They always say what's in you comes out and they use it in a negative form.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But your trials are also to show you just how far you've come.
Right.
Right. Right.
This is what I deposited in you in the midst of you thinking, oh God, I still need to be freed from this. Mm-hmm. I still need to be delivered
mm-hmm.
from that.
Mm-hmm.
But look what I've deposited in you.
Yeah.
Look at what you're utilizing. Your mm-hmm. praise is increasing. Your
right.
worship unto me is increasing.
Right.
You're running more frequently to me.
Mm-hmm.
You're pausing a little bit longer to hear my voice.
Amen.
You're not thinking so much on your own, even mm-hmm. though I gave you the intellect. Look at you giving it back to me.
Mm-hmm.
You're
mm-hmm.
taking my mind on more and more, and you're laying yours down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we tend to be negative driven people when God is trying to even show us what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I brought you mm-hmm. to. This is what you've allowed me to do because he didn't make us robots.
Right.
You have the right to say no. You have the choice
will.
To say no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he wants us to choose to say yes. I put before you life and death.
Choose.
Then he gave us the answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Choose life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's better for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever noticed that mm-hmm. when you ask for something, he gives you the things to make you okay, like if you ask for patience,
mm-hmm.
he gives you situations where you have to be patient.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, there's no yeah. magic pill for patience that you can swallow. It's like, bam, I got
right.
patience now.
Yeah, I never pray for that either.
I know.
I'm just saying.
I know. That's yes. Yes.
I don't.
Yeah, you know, we talk about love,
mm-hmm.
but the true definition of love is it's not good.
No, it's no. long suffering.
Yes, it is. Yes.
It doesn't.
It means you
walk
have to
pride.
You have to love people who don't love you back.
Yes,
love people who can be mean to you and push all of your buttons.
Yeah. Lay every last one of them. You see thick red running down.
Uh huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You'd be like, "Glory, Jesus!"
Mm-hmm.
I read a scripture once where he said, "I am kind to the unthankful."
Mm.
I closed the book.
You said, "Lord, that's you, not me."
Right. That's how I'm going to bed. How you kind to the you know they unthankful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, has God ever caused you to give someone a gift or bless them in some manner and you know they're not going to appreciate it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You struggle. You be like, really?
Mm-hmm.
You and I both know God.
Mm-hmm.
They going to act like they deserve to have it.
Yeah.
Like your children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You got to swallow about three times.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You be thinking to yourself, I feed you, I clothe you, I sacrifice for you.
Yeah.
And I will take you out.
Yeah.
But I'm not making no more. You know, they say, I'll take you. I'll make another one just like you. No, I ain't making no more. Yeah, I'm good. I don't have no children. Yeah, but yeah. God is faithful. And, you know, we try to figure out the plan that God has for us. Yeah. Because going back to the radio show, if I can, mm-hmm. I walked out of Clarence's office that day stunned all day. And then I began to weep. I said, God, really, what can you do? What mm-hmm. are you doing? And I said it like that. Mm-hmm. How you give me a radio program and I don't have a place to lay my head? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How you give me a radio program and you keep getting me laid off from a job that I can't even afford to live on? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're going to give me a radio show? Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Yes. In the natural world, it doesn't make sense.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we're seated in heavenly places, and sometimes we got to tell ourselves, get back to your seat. Mm-hmm. Go sit down mm-hmm. in your original position. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a trusting God thing.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah. And you know, Kat, our show, I Am Love Builders, mm-hmm. is all about relationships.
Amen.
Married, single, divorced, family, mother, father, relationships. Mm-hmm. And so with regards to that today, I would like for you to share with us relationships or being single mm-hmm. in Christ. And what is that like? I mean, what has God shown you? How has He prepared you? What is He teaching you now? Because at some point, one day, He does have a mate for you. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, between where you are now and getting to that point, there's a process going yes. on. And it's, we really need to, as believers, remember that we are children of the Most High God, and we don't function by the same rules.
That's right.
As the world.
Yeah. That's right.
So being single and not knowing God looks different, mm-hmm. and it should, in being single and knowing God.
Yes. It's swimming upstream, mm-hmm. going against the current.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's being okay in hearing, you sure are a nice looking woman. How old are you? You 47 and you haven't been married yet? Mm. What's going on? Mm-hmm. Do you like men? Yep. All day long. From more the rising of the know. Sun to the setting of the same. Yes, I do. But I'm only doing it once. Mm-hmm. And I've come to realize I'm pickier than I even knew.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's some things, even when I wasn't as close to God as I am now, I just didn't want to settle for. Mm-hmm. And He is teaching me even the more to be secure mm-hmm. in Him than I am secure in me.
Right.
Society puts on you, by this age, you should be married. By this age, mm-hmm. this is about the time you should have kids. Right. Mm-hmm. This is about the time you should be owning property, and mm-hmm. you should be doing this, and you should be doing that. Where does God fit?
Right.
All of those things that society is telling you is all material.
Right.
But the Bible is saying, seek ye first the kingdom of God mm-hmm. and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Mm-hmm. And I'm finding that even men that entreat me, mm-hmm. then they become intimidated. Mm-hmm. You can't compete with God.
No.
You're going to lose all the time.
Yes.
But if you ask, how can I fit in a space in there? Because mm-hmm. he needs to come already entreating God mm-hmm. on my behalf. Right. And I've decided I'm not going to help a man pursue me.
No. And you know, you make me think when you say that, I think about how God had already prepared Adam for his wife.
Yes. Yes.
He had position. He had authority.
Yes.
He had a relationship with the Lord. So there was really no competition. God gave him a plan.
That's right.
So I believe that when your mate comes, he doesn't have to worry about trying to compete with God.
That's right.
He doesn't have to try to figure out where he's going to fit between you
That's
and God.
That's correct.
God has already told him, this is my vision
That's
for you
right.
and this woman.
That's right.
And so when he comes and he presents you with the vision that God has shown him for the ministry he's given the two of you.
That's right.
For the kingdom work that you and him are going to be doing
yes.
here in the earth.
Amen.
He's already laid it out.
That's right.
So there is no competition.
That's right.
So he wouldn't, a man that's been sent won't be feeling intimidated.
That's right.
There's
and
no
that's
reason.
Why I'm still single. Doesn't mean that I don't want to be married, because I do.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that I don't have days when I'm like, oh God, how much longer? Because
mm-hmm.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then I come back to myself. If you spend life always compromising and you never stop, at some point you're going to keep compromising.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time you just got to wake up. You be like, you know what? I'm worth more than this. I'm worth more than settling, not just even in a man, period.
Right.
In the way I think, in the way I dress, in the way I talk, in the way that I allow people to address me, whatever that is. When you start to become secure in God, you start to recognize the authority that's on the inside of you, the power that he's given you.
Right.
We have dominion in the earth. This is where he gave us reign at.
Right. Right.
So I'm sorry. I keep looking at you and I keep seeing you in 3D. That's why at first I kept blinking. And I'm asking God, what do you mean by 3D? You are really like just in people's face. So I see you. I see God taking you to a three dimensions.
Amen.
You are three dimensional. And I'm telling you, behind you, I feel like I have on those 3D glasses when you're in the movie and it's coming. That's why sometimes I'm like, okay.
Well, I actually wrong. Like my women 3D. That's good.
Oh, look at all my new friends. You married well. Hey, now. Jesus. He is good.
He is. He is a blessing. And I got to say, to that point, that I was 41 when I married for the first time. And it took God 7 years prior to that to get me in the right mindset for marriage. And even in that 7 year period, I had times where I did fall off the wagon. But I got back on because the Lord kept telling me, get up. He kept giving me a vision, an analogy of a horse. And you're trying to tame the horse. And you know how you get on the horse and it's bucking? And we'll talk more about that after the break. Go
we
ahead,
sure will.
Husband.
You're listening to Casper and Cheryl Stockham on I Am Love Builders. You can find us at IAmLoveBuilders.com. We are broadcasting on CTKRadio.org. We want you to go over to our Facebook page, I Am Love Builders. Will you stop that? Don't look
They're
at me.
They're flirting.
I'm not looking.
Do this all the time? Just cut them off.
You can go over to our Facebook page.
I'm still your friend.
And do a love tap. Thank you. That's another $5 I owe him now. Every time he says that, I owe him $5. Anyway, do a love tap. Just tell a positive story, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15 to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax-deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services in the Denver metro area. Call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome back to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show. Uh-oh. Honey, you got to pay attention.
Yep. I'm here.
Okay, we're back. We're back on the air, and we're here with Kat from the HG special.
That's right. Amen.
And Clarence is in the house, sitting over there in the corner.
Racking up the money.
Huh. So, Kat, as I was saying, you know, it took God 7 years to get me ready, to get me in the right mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to come to the conclusion that you just mentioned, not compromising.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want a makeover project.
Come on.
For a husband. And I was very serious about my relationship with the Lord. And I knew what God had placed inside of me. And I had a slight vision of where he was taking me. And so I kept telling Casper, I kept saying, now, you need to know this is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I believe God is taking me. This is the anointing that I have on my life.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he's called me to. Are you sure?
Right. You want all this.
Yes. And in a way, I was basically trying to to discourage him. Mm-hmm. So he could be sure. Mm-hmm. Because I was 41 years old. I wasn't about to be 41 and miserable when the past 41 years I'd been happy and enjoying life. Mm-hmm. I was enjoying being single. I wasn't someone who was, you know, having that desperate, I got to have a husband. Mm-hmm. I have to have a mate. Mm-hmm. I wasn't feeling that. I was very content in being single.
Yeah.
So I didn't want anything that was going to hinder, disturb, mess up, or destroy my peace and my relationship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I checked myself over. I not just checked him, but I was checking me.
Right.
And I kept checking in with God. So, okay, God, are you sure this is the right one?
Mm-hmm.
I checked in with God so much, so often, that finally he looked at me. And one day he just said, look.
Right. You can stop checking in.
Yes. the choice is yours. Do you want to do this or not?
Right, right.
That's I was like, awesome. Okay, I just want to make sure that I'm on the straight and narrow, because it's easy to get into that place where you're feeling desperate.
Yes.
And it's easy to be tripped up, especially when you know, or the enemy knows, that God has an anointing on you and he has a certain path set before you. He will do everything he can to get you off track.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. And I had to be sure. I did not want to miss God.
That's right. You know, relationships, you have to put the time in for them to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I even in the more time you invest in something, the more valuable it becomes. Mm-hmm. And I remember even growing up, you know, you had to clean your room and you just do certain things around the house. But as you were getting older, your parents were adding more responsibility to you.
That's right.
Because it's their job to prepare you to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
It's their job in the natural to prepare you to be good adults and make a great contribution to society.
That's right.
So I worked before I was 16, but, you know, officially you could work.
Right.
I was actually 15. My mom and a group of her ladies, they went walking. She comes home. She's like, so I'm going to need you to go up to the housing authority. Sister Bunch got a job for you, and you start tomorrow. Did I say I wanted to work? I'm 15. What's the deal? And she said, walk. And it was a good 1.5 to 2 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So really, it's summer. And I've been big all my life. What? What's the deal? But she was preparing me. That thing didn't feel good.
Mm-mm.
But as I started making money and I had to start buying my own toiletry items, and I had to begin to, okay, now you can start buying your undergarments. Mm-hmm. You're making enough money. Really?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to prepare you to do these things. And that's even a part of relationship. The Bible says iron sharpens iron.
That's right.
So there's some things that the relationship, each person, even between you and God, that God will say, I'm going to need you to do this. No, you've been doing this all along.
Right.
Yeah, but you're at that age now.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to start taking care of this.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to learn how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to teach you how to do this. Even in women that are single, wanting and desiring to be a wife, the Bible is saying he that findeth a wife, that means you're already operating in that position.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're not waiting for the moment to say, I do. Now I'm a wife. I am a wife right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
In the natural, I can keep house with the best of them.
Amen.
I know how to cook more than eggs and hot dogs.
Right.
You know, come on. Mm. We can only live so long on a hot dog,
right.
And you can only live so long on it. But like, baby, what are we having today? Eggs. This time it's eggs with cheese. You know, I learned how to put cheese on it without burning it.
Right.
Tomorrow we'll have eggs with onions and cheese. No, you need to be able to cook more than that.
Yeah.
Can you clean the house?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that you don't wash all your clothes together?
Because
even if they don't bleed on each other, they start to get dingy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how to separate the clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many quarters it takes? Those are even the natural things of being a wife. Do you take good care of your own body?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's part of being a wife.
Yeah.
Do you know how to set the atmosphere in your house? That's part of being a wife.
Right.
You have to already do those things. And so we have to take time out and allow God to mold us.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to spend time with him for him to mold you. Even if that's driving. God, what you want to talk about today?
See?
Sometimes you got to turn the radio off.
See?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, CTK Radio. You know what I mean.
That ORG.
Right. But every now and then, you got to shut some things down and be like, it's just you and me. Y'all still have date night, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you take the children on date night?
No.
No.
Hmm.
Mm-mm.
Are you texting on date night?
No.
No.
Nope.
Well, you know, if we sit here and make flirtatious eyes, you know what we do.
Right. Every place y'all go is in trouble. They're like, really?
Get a room.
Huh. But you're investing in each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you're spending time. So when you're away from each other and you hear someone, they don't even have to be talking about your husband. But if you hear the name Casper, you're like, oh, Yeah, I miss him. Mm-hmm. And y'all only been gone for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. But because you put time in, yeah, it makes you appreciate who you have relationship with. Right. And when you begin to put time in with God, whatever that time looks like, you begin to appreciate who God is in your life. Mm-hmm. And it allows him to do whatever he wants to do in your life, in cleaning you, in purging you, mm-hmm, in maturing you, mm-hmm, in causing you to see things differently.
Right.
And awesome. Even to that point, women being prepared to be wives.
Yes.
We also need to know and recognize when God has been prepared a man for us to be a husband.
That's right.
Now, it's not just only that women can cook.
Come on.
I believe man can cook.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My husband can cook and clean house with the best of
them. That was my dad.
Mm-hmm. And that's also a part of the man being prepared to take care.
That's right.
Yeah.
Of the queen that God Come has placed on, before Adam. Him.
Give me some.
Adam was tending the garden before Eve showed up.
That's right.
Taking care of business.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. Do you know God put it in man to be a provider?
Amen.
Even the lazy ones.
Mm-hmm.
He put it in them to be a provider. He put it in the man to be a pursuer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He put it in them to chase. Mm-hmm. He put it in us to be a receiver, and they are the givers. Mm-hmm. So, and we keep trying to change.
The world keeps trying to flip it.
Yeah. I only want to wear pants because they're cute, not to be in charge.
Because my legs are cold.
You know, mm-hmm, I like a man that's attractive when a man is operating in his position. Mm. When a man is not afraid to glorify God. Mm-hmm. He's not afraid to say, hallelujah, bless the name of the Lord. And if some tears come, he's not afraid to let them mm-hmm. run down his face. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make him less of a man. It enhances. It's attractive, all you single men out there. I just want you to know.
And how can they reach you?
Hey, now, 555. That is funny. You know, I was thinking about my dad when you said, you know, the man, he's tending the garden, when you said that. Mm-hmm. I think my dad was pretty phenomenal. He is now in heaven with the Lord, mm-hmm, but he was a mechanic. Mm-hmm. He was a carpenter. Mm-hmm. I'm about to say carpentry. That's not right. Mm-hmm. He could build things. He planted vegetable gardens and flower gardens. This man has so many skills.
Yeah.
Whether you have a good dad or a bad dad, we tend as girls to marry our dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And men tend to marry their mom, mm-hmm, because there's qualities that they're seeing, mm-hmm, that they're matching up. Well, when we begin to allow the Father,
amen,
to demonstrate his qualities and his character, mm-hmm, then we begin to beseech those characters, yes, in that mate.
That's right.
And we begin, even as we become parents, we begin to impart those characters, mm-hmm, and that quality
into our children.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So we are continuing to reproduce, mm-hmm, the character that's on the inside of us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're so right. Ain't that right, honey?
That's right.
Okay. You know, and also I believe that as women, we need to seek that character.
Absolutely.
You know, we need to see a man who comes to you, especially, you know, you have a call and anointing on your life. He's not jealous.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't feel the need to compete with you.
He shouldn't be jealous.
No,
right?
Yeah. No. Yeah. He's coming because he wants to help enhance that which God has already planted in
That's
you.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he doesn't see it as, you know, honey and I joke with this one video that we show in our relationships. It's not my calling or your calling. It's our calling. You know, it's us together. Yeah. You have to see the video. Yeah. Yeah. So it's one. You come as one.
Yes.
He's coming to help you become all God has called you to be. You're Absolutely. Coming to help him be all that God has called him to be.
That's right.
And when you see him coming down the road, if he's got his pants pulled down, just keep moving.
Keep moving.
Pull your pants up, please.
That's it. Right.
I just don't understand that yet. I still don't get it.
I asked my daughter about that.
What she say?
I was like, would you date a guy with his pants hanging? She's like, no. I think not.
If he's cute, maybe.
No.
Anyway. you're listening
Depends
to...
Depends on how cute it is. Right?
You're listening to Cass Michelle Stockham, IAmLoveBuilders.com. You can find us at IAmLoveBuilders.com. Also on Facebook, do a search for I Am Love Builders, and we'll be right back after these messages. Just living in this moment. I got my arms raised, unfazed. Jump out of bed. Gotta get this party going.
Grow TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Delmar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for our Wednesday night Bible study. Visit us in person if you're in the Denver metro area, or view the entire service online. A link has been made available on the Spotlight page at our website. www.ctkradio.com. Hallelujah. 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 Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Hello, everyone, right. And welcome to I Am Love Builders here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. And we are here in the studio, Casper and I, with our friend Kat, and with Mr. Clarence sitting back over there in the corner, controlling things.
Shaking his finger at you.
Yeah, ruling.
Just call me Arsenio Hall.
Oh, yes, Arsenio Hall, Clarence Lee. So, Kat, what would you tell single women, believers, Christian women? I know the first thing in just what we've talked about is don't compromise.
Right. Don't compromise.
Don't lower your standards.
Yes. You're worth being pursued.
Mm-hmm.
Though it tarry, wait for it.
Yes. Yes.
You are a vision.
Mm-hmm.
We are visions. And though it tarry, wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when that thing comes to pass, you're going to run with joy.
Amen.
You're going to be so excited that you waited. Think about all the things you... What are you doing?
Clarence, what are you eating over there? Did you bring enough for four people?
Mm-hmm. Just anyway. Think about all the things you wish you could have done differently. So now is the time. Today,
you may want to mute out over there.
Right. Today is the first day to start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
If you're breathing, you get a fresh start.
That's right.
The Bible says his mercies are new every morning.
Mm-hmm.
So he's wiped the slate clean.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So right now, whatever time it is, right now,
mm-hmm.
you can start fresh and anew.
Yeah.
And realize, ask God to show you your value.
Yeah.
Because that's what I started doing, and that's what I continue to do now.
Mm-hmm.
And being a single parent of a beautiful daughter,
mm-hmm.
I have that responsibility to cause her to know how precious she is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet.
Amen.
And that just anybody can't have you.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're too valuable.
Yeah. You know, Cheryl and I do these workshops. We do marriage workshops and we do singles workshops. So we were doing a singles workshop, and it was a mixed single. So it was young women and young men in the workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And we always tell them that, especially the young women, that, you know, men will rise or lower themselves to your standards. So if you hold your standards high, then the right guy is going to rise to that.
Yes.
And I was just saying that in passing one workshop, you know, not thinking much of it. And we have them do surveys at the end of the workshop. And we got a survey from a young lady, and I don't know who she was. She left. She dropped the survey off, grabbed the t-shirt and left. But we were reading a survey, and she had been in an extramarital affair.
Mm.
And she said because of the workshop, she was going to end that affair because she was the other woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to start working on improving her self-worth
mm-hmm.
so that she would not put herself in that situation again.
Yeah.
So doing those workshops like that and getting feedback like that
yes.
is what really makes it, you know, makes it a blessing for us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anybody that's battling their value mm-hmm. and their worth, period.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage them to make Psalms 139 their friend.
Mm-hmm.
Because when God was rebuilding me, I had to say often that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
Mm-hmm.
That even in darkness, the Lord came in and became intimate with me
mm-hmm.
in my mother's womb.
Mm-hmm.
Take me back to that time in the spirit, even in my emotions,
mm-hmm.
when you communicate it with me.
Mm-hmm.
Show me your love so that I don't keep basing your love on how my day went.
Right.
Right. I don't want to base my love on my trials
right.
because trials are not fun.
No.
There's nothing happy about them. And you'll think that God hates you
right.
if you're basing the trial on God's love for you.
Right.
It has that's not it.
Mm-mm.
His love is not a light switch. He doesn't turn on and off.
Right.
He's not the clapper.
Right.
Yes. You know, his love is consistent and his love is unconditional.
Mm-hmm.
There are promises that are conditional, but his love is unconditional.
Mm.
So we have to go back to the basics mm-hmm. and allow God to make us, and not just for the women, but for men.
Yes.
For males and females, because our young men and women that are coming up, most of them are raising themselves.
Mm.
So they need to know that longevity in marriage is not obsolete. Holiness in marriage, it's not obsolete. Mm-hmm. Living holy and single is not obsolete.
Right. Mm.
There are still people doing it. As long as the earth remains, there will always be a remnant
mm-hmm.
of what God has given us the command to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to us to represent
yes.
and represent well.
Amen.
And even if you didn't know that, even if you got off to a rocky start,
mm-hmm.
I was getting ready to say before is that God showed me a vision of a horse and
a stallion.
Yes. Yes.
Mm, thank you. Favorite.
But he would share with me, you know, you would get on the horse and there would be times where you would fall off
mm-hmm.
and I would fall. And before I could start feeling guilty or convicted, the Lord would come and I could see it as clear as day. He would be standing there. I would be on the ground feeling, you know, woe is me. I mm-hmm. messed up. I'm mm-hmm. not, there's no way I can do this. And he would stand there. He would look at me. He would say, get up
mm-hmm.
and keep going.
That's it.
And every time I would fall off that horse, he would say, get up
and keep going
and keep going. He didn't allow time for me to feel guilty or be condemned
mm-hmm.
or feel like I couldn't. He would say, get up
and keep going
and keep going. He didn't stop to entertain all the details of what I did,
mm-hmm.
the poor decisions that I made, the bad decisions that I made.
That's right.
The shortcomings, my faults, my fail. He didn't spend time dealing with that.
Yeah.
All he said was, get up
and keep going
and keep going.
Because he said, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
Mm-hmm.
And with loving kindness have I drawn thee.
Mm-hmm.
Not with loving condemnation.
Right.
Not with loving, let me put this mirror before you and show you all your blackness.
Mm-hmm.
It does not mean that there isn't a consequence for things that we do.
Mm-hmm.
It also, but it, what it does mean is, I haven't changed my purpose for your life.
Mm-hmm.
We might even delay it a little bit.
Right.
but we still have the opportunity to succeed in God. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't know God, this is your opportunity.
Right.
To check him out.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that didn't believe God existed, went on a mission to prove that there is no God, only to find him at the end of proving that there is a God. And salvation was their portion. Give him a chance. Give him a solid chance. And I tell people often that I minister to, I'm not going to tell you spend an hour a day with God and you've never spent any time with him. Give him two to 5 minutes of sincere time. And I'm not going to tell you do it every day. Do it once a week. Build yourself up to it. I used to weigh 350 pounds. What I look like trying to work out for an hour? You got to build up to that thing. Okay, I can give you 5 minutes, two jumping jacks, one sit up, and maybe walking in place. You know, I'll be back tomorrow. And I worked up to my 30 minutes. Then I worked up to my hour. And weight was coming off. But that 5 minutes was making a difference. I got my heart moving. I was out of breath in 5 minutes.
See?
Thinking I'm really doing, girl, it's only been 5 minutes. You sure? That's
your,
all?
Your clock stopped.
You know, I'm sure it's been at least 20. So we have to, this banner is a nice size banner. But if I try to accomplish the whole banner at one time, I'm going to fail. If I take one word at a time, okay, I'm going to work on trust. Now I'm going to work on love. By the time I look up, I'm going to be on this side of the banner.
Right.
So we have to set things. It's all right to have the big picture. Now I got the big picture. How do I get to it? So I don't let that whole picture overwhelm me.
Right.
You can eat an elephant one bite at a time.
That's it. Ooh, that's a lot of elephants.
But in God, you can accomplish
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
So just stay encouraged. If you've already messed up, maybe you haven't given God as much thought as you should have. You can start today. It doesn't matter. He's just waiting. He's patient. He's kind. He's long suffering. And if you fall, all he's going to say is, get up, daughter.
That's it.
Get up, son. Now keep going.
That's it.
Because he's going to work out all the details. He's got it all laid out. He will make sure you go through the right process to get what you need to be who he's called you to be. But all you have to do is be willing.
That's it.
Because I think about the man at the pool of Bethesda. And many times in the scriptures, Jesus said, take up your bed and walk.
Right.
Get up and walk. Do you want to be healed?
Right.
You do? Okay. Take up your bed. Get up. Get up. Start walking.
That's it.
That's all you got to do. And my husband always has this thing. He says, God can't steer a parked car.
Oh, I like that.
So you've got to be moving. You've got to get up, get in the car, turn on the ignition, and start driving.
That's it.
He will steer you. He'll take you where you need to go.
That's right.
But if you put that enough trust in him to even go out and get in the car. Take the keys out, because he's given us keys. Stick it in the ignition. Turn it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's it. What's my thought?
A silent cat.
Oh, it's all right to cut people off while you are being rebuilt or remodeled or restored. It's all right to remove yourself. And that might, it ain't no might to it. You're going to feel lonesome.
Yes.
And you're going to have moments of desperation. When I was making changes in my life, even moving from being a drug addict to wanting to be free. Guess who I had to cut off? The drug dealer and all the people I got high with.
And all the enablers.
And the majority of the people I got high with were family. So that's a lonely road to walk. But now, do I still want to be miserable or do I want to smile? Do I want to see past getting high? Hey, I want to get some new... When I bought my first set of furniture, that was a great accomplishment because I hadn't smoked it up.
See?
And I remember standing at the bus stop going to make the last payment on my furniture.
Wow.
And I could smell cocaine And I wasn't even getting high. I could just smell. I was like, devil. I just started speaking in tongues. Mm. I was like, cover me, Lord God, in the blood. Cover me, Lord God, in the blood. I made it to the furniture place to put the last down payment on my furniture. That was an for a drug addict trying to be free. It's an accomplishment. So it's one step at a time.
We're going to have you back, Kat. And your show airs when? What times?
It airs on Fridays at 10 o'clock.
All right. Well, you're listening to I Am Love Builders Radio Show, and we will see you on the next show.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.